brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, I'll give you briefly my focused review of Only God Forgives. Marcos Morales totally got the film. Instantly at the end of it, I kind of got everybody's review. Other people got other things from it, but I have the proper interpretation of it. It's 100% clear. Very archetypal. I need to write some notes to make sure I cover every point. Then I've got a big admission to make, folks. I may actually have myself arrested for thought crime. You've heard of the Hitler teapot. We're not going to get to it yet, guys. You've heard of the Hitler teapot that had to be banned and destroyed. Ladies and gentlemen, I have committed a crime even worse. I saw a Hitler mustache in the sky today. And those clouds must be... No. Well, wait till I get to it. It's pretty funny. It illustrates political correctness. I'm going to tie it into the name of Jesus has become a dirty word in the politically correct America. So that is coming up, actually, at the start of the next segment. I'll do that briefly and then get into all the other serious news here. But right now, let's go to Mike Martin. And he says he's the owner of the restaurant that's in our article at Infowars.com. That Paul Watson found that was in the local news. Homeland Security is now regulating live entertainment. Indiana DHS demands restaurant owner get permit to play live music. I mean, you talk about thought police. So you say you're the owner of the restaurant, Mike?
Yes, sir, Alex.
Wow, so do they think there might be terrorists in the assault trigger?
You know, I think it's more of a control issue, and really the idea with the Department of Homeland Security attaching themselves to the state fire marshal, that really gives them jurisdiction in every business in that state, completely circumventing any due process. And that's really my biggest reason I'm challenging it. I don't understand why the Department of Homeland Security became part of the fire marshal's agency. I think we'd all agree that fire marshal is a very legitimate agency that has a duty to protect the service, but I don't see that with the Department of Homeland Security.
Well, they want the funding, and the Homeland Security is to replace the old Republic. Homeland Security on record is there, they've always said, to absorb America. It is the alien invasion. It is the foreign usurper. It is the Normans invading England. Go ahead.
I agree with you completely, and I've caught a little criticism about the article saying that, you know, that I've blown it out of proportion, and I've tried to explain very clearly on my blog that it's not blown out of proportion, that if you look at the actuality of what this law does, you cannot play live music. And right now, my case is in the state of Indiana. Through the state fire marshal's office and the Indiana Department of Homeland Security, that you cannot play live music in the state of Indiana without paying the Department of Homeland Security. The criticism I got was that only applies to commercial public buildings, and I've tried hard to reiterate that every place in the public is a commercial public building. Everywhere that's not a home is a commercial public building. So
no, it is undoubtedly a naked power grab. Sir, they have National Guard now all over Austin running checkpoints and DHS randomly. We always get there. It's on the local news, but then they're gone by the time I get there. They're now on highways. And you'll have Army with DHS, with TSA. Now in San Antonio, they'll have Air Force MPs at the mall with TSA and drug dogs. I mean, it is third world takeover. You need to have your state challenge this. I mean, what are the feds doing embedded with the fire department?
Criticism I get is that this is the Indiana Department of Homeland Security, not the federal. And my question to that would be, maybe you could help me here, where did the Indiana Department of Homeland Security come from, if not from the federal?
No. It's federally funded. All of them are on record. No, this is the state traitors. And they take our money, send it back, and then federalize. It's like cops are like, yeah, we got some free federal money. Yeah, it came from your state. If it came from Detroit. All right, sir. Very interesting. If I'm ever in Indiana, I'll have to visit your place. Thanks for getting on the show. What a small world. More ring-a-dingy straight ahead. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can give us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
KLON, Los Angeles, Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984
is 1776. Boom!
To the Alex Jones Show.
By the way, all over the world, they announced porn censorship in China, in Australia, in New Zealand, in the Middle East, now in England, and now in the U.S. Cybersecurity being set up everywhere is to kill the web, surveil, and get economic data to game the free market on record. No face scanning cameras by companies to find out if you're wealthy or middle class so they can then digitally change the prices. That's why they're taking the price tags off everything. Not letting you into events if you are part of the young conservatives. You can't go see Obama at your university because they've already got a database on you and your name, and they're face scanning you as you walk through. I mean, this is the technocracy. In Seattle, 14 years ago at the WTO, they would dig through your bag the entire downtown, and they found an anti-WTO sticker or a pin. You couldn't go in. We played that clip yesterday with Norm Stamper, the police chief, who apologized for it. That was under basically federal orders. He said it was terrible and totally un-American. Well, what about now? They face scan you. And it goes on and on and on and on. This is the reality. Let's go back to your phone calls, and then I'm going to get into political correctness on PCP in the next segment and the attacks on the word Jesus and God, and then tie it into banning teapots and dogs that look like Hitler and everything else. While our real rights are all being taken, there's all these imaginary things or smaller things to obsess over. D in Texas. Well, see, I said I was going to your calls, but I just forgot to mention this. Infowars.com. UK porn filter will blacklist non-porn websites. Yesterday, Watson wrote about this and said, well, let's see what Cameron releases. And now they've put out what the government wants to do. And lo and behold, what the government says is disinfo. Conspiracy theories. If you say there might be corruption in government, everybody knows that's not true. Everybody knows Kim Jong-un loves you and makes the birds tweet, and so does Obama, our dear leader. And now it's being announced also on Infowars.com. UK web censorship will be run by the communist Chinese. BBC admits it. I mean, Russian troops are preparing to take on Americans in civil unrest. NLE 09, FEMA.gov. Russian troops train for crowd control in Colorado Springs. Denver Post. I mean, cuckoo, cuckoo. I'm not the cuckoo when reporting on it. This is cuckoo tyranny. I mean, how much more naked does this have to get? And see, they're just lining it up and acclimating. Look, there's troops at the mall searching you. There's TSA searching you. It's for your safety. Just get used to it. Get used to being put up against the wall and ask questions. That's what you do in North Korea. I mean, America. Well, then what was wrong with Nazi Germany? I mean, that's what they did. I think there was things wrong with it. But that's because I'm a bigot, folks. I'm a right-wing extremist racist. I think Obama bombing people all over the world, putting al-Qaeda in charge to exterminate Christians all over Africa and the Middle East, is part of a globalist takeover plan. And I think it's illegal and horrible because I'm a racist. Let's go to D in Texas. You are on the air.
Hey, man. I'm a first-time caller, a long-time listener. How you doing?
I'm actually seething with humanity, and I'm so awake and so alive, I just can't stand it right now.
Well, here, I wanted to get your take on this. Check this out. I was just reading on the Drudge Report that Lord Obama was down in Vietnam, and he's talking to their president, and he said that Ho Chi Minh was actually inspired by Thomas Jefferson of the U.S. Constitution, and that what he did down there in Vietnam was a good thing. And, you know, like,
I forgot to cover that. You guys pull that up, Obama in Vietnam. That's a pretty big deal, and in a sick way, it's true. Ho Chi Minh did admire Thomas Jefferson and was going to try to bring in more of a socialist construct of it. And the Indo-China area, the French that were leaving in the late 50s, wanted to keep control of the opium. So the real fight was over the schmack. So now he has come out today, with praise for Ho Chi Minh. Absolutely amazing, because Ho Chi Minh did horrible things once he went full commie and got the backing of the USSR, and then the U.S. would pay with aid. This was in Congress and hearings for the 10-plus years for trucks and missiles and weapons to then go and fight us. The Russians, they wouldn't let the port be bombed. They let the Russian ships come in with the weapons because it was a full-spectrum dominance operation that was developed by Robert McNamara in the mid and later war, where you fund al-Qaeda and then have a war with them just to make money off the war. Or where you grow the opium, ship it in, and put people in jail for it. Or where you put the communists in charge, you give them the weapons. And Ho Chi Minh was actually aided in the fight against the Japanese in World War II. And our government in 49 put Mao in to China, and they helped put Ho Chi Minh into power or keep him in power. But then the Southern allies promised to pay more schmack money to the Western banks And so there was a fight with the socialist over how much opium they would send to the American pigs, as we were called. And so it's all just a big, sick gangsterism. So Obama shows the CIA trained. He knows the history that Ho Chi Minh actually did quote Thomas Jefferson and was like a weird libertarian slash anarchic socialist. You go, well, none of that makes sense. I know it doesn't. But he was put in power, basically, in World War II by the OSS and by French intelligence. And then later, again, it was all a fight over the opium. Kind of like Muhammad Karzai is put in power to run the opium, but then he doesn't, you know, like some of the things that are going on, so then they try to kill him. So he comes out and admits that, okay, the CIA runs Al-Qaeda, it's all staged, and they're trying to kill me, and it's all admitted, too. So, but does that answer your question?
Yeah, I just have one more comment, though. It just seems like utter ridiculousness that, you know, 50 years ago, that would have been political crucifixion for someone to, you know, give major props to a communist leader. Nowadays, most people will probably think Ho Chi Minh is some sort of fried rice dish.
Well, no. I mean, the average American who isn't aware does not know what planet they're on. You're like, hey, you know, you're on a planet. Deep space is right out there. Isn't that incredible? And they're like, no, it's meaningless. More MSG, more trendy. I just want to act like I'm arrogant because I'm really insecure. I'm real stupid, too. Okay, I don't want... No, that's the average person out there, the average go, what is that, a new dish at P.F. Chang's? That's exactly what that's exactly the essence of what we're dealing with. And they hear me knowing about the history of Ho Chi Minh, and that's like, oh, what are you, some kind of weirdo? That guy's a conspiracy theorist. He said he read a book once. like books even exist. I said these are Jolly Ranchers in my nose I eat. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I said, just keep up the good work, man. That's all I wanted to say.
God bless you, brother. Yeah, no, I mean, it's all just staged. It's multinational corporations that fund both sides with our money to have a war so they make money. I mean, that's not really hard to figure out. I mean, it's just, let's go ahead and talk to Joseph in Texas. Here on the air, Joseph.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
I'm doing all right, brother.
Cool. And I'm calling about the Occupy leadership, and the reason I'm calling is I was an organizer in Occupy San Antonio and was subject to this surveillance.
Well, no, they had snipers on you, on record, declassified, and if Obama gave the order, all the leadership was to be killed. And they're now public. Oh, yeah, we have death squads. We'll kill you for no reason if we want to.
Let me tell you about this. I have a little background. You know, I'm a veteran. I spent 2 years in Iraq. I did training as a peace officer, and I worked in the federal detention system for a little while. So, you know, I know a surveillance band when I see one. And about halfway through the protest, I went home, and I noticed there's a group of three vans sitting down the street from my house. You know, two of them have antennas all over them, and the third is a prisoner transport van. You know, they have company decals, civilian license plates. You know, and then, you know, we always have people coming to our camp saying, hey, you know, who's the leaders? Who's the leaders? And we have other friends that also.
Yeah, and they use a group they see as unpopular, actually run by the White House. Not that you were. They put it out as a projection. Then when they couldn't control it and turn it into a political movement they controlled, when it turned against them, then if it got out of control peacefully, they were going to kill you. So how does it feel?
To know that I'm on a purge list? Not very good.
Well, see, they're now announcing this to scare everybody, though. You know, it doesn't scare me. It lets me know they're a bunch of crooks.
Well, they are a bunch of crooks. And, you know, I ran into your show there, and I've been listening ever since. And, you know, you're saying a lot of truth out there. And this really did happen. And you're the first person I've ever seen cover this. And all of us...
Brother, I've had special forces jump out of the woods when I'm just trying to cover something in Florida on public property legally and start fires. I've been poisoned. I never really talk about that before. But, I mean, just you name it. Man, this is not a game. I've had them send sex operatives. I mean, I've lived like a real James Bond life. Half of it I don't tell people because it's so insane sounding. Believe me, I know. I've had cops repeatedly aiming sniper rifles at me and trying to intimidate me. This country, and look, cops, do you really want to live in a country where you can do stuff like that? I mean, you have no future. Do you have more you want to add, sir?
No, I just wanted to let you know that you're 100% spot on with that. I'm just shocked to see someone actually cover it. I know some other organizers who would like to talk about it. If you want to speak to them, they were subject to the same surveillance and intimidation as well.
You know what I do when I get surveilled? I surveil them. And, I mean, it's just getting to the point where, you know what? There's two-way streets in this world, you know? We'll be right back.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Protecting your home with a security system is a must. But when it comes to protecting your family, your home, and belongings, there's no need to sign a long-term contract. Listen, there is some real scum in the alarm business cashing in by locking you into long, punishing contracts. Not with Simply Safe Home Security. They're the good guys. You can trust Simply Safe to protect your family. Simply Safe was created by a Harvard Business School engineer, and it's revolutionary. You'll get 24-hour protection for just $14.99 a month. There are no hidden fees and no contracts. You'll save thousands. Plus, you're protected by their 100% money-back guarantee. Protect yourself against home invasions and break-ins. Order your Simply Safe system now and receive a wireless keychain remote, a $25 gift, free. So don't waste your time dealing with scum. Visit GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com. GetSimplySafe.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit PRIproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
I hurt myself today.
All right, folks, I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're back live. Thank you for joining us. Let me right now, before I go back to calls and other news, get into an article up at InfoWars.com by Michael Snyder. The name of Jesus has become a dirty word in politically correct America. It's worse than that when you actually read the 16 examples he gives recently of saying a valedictorian can't thank God, or you can't in a school poem say the word Jesus. Folks, that's your free speech. The state can't get involved in religion. You can do it. They're always taking Bibles away and expelling people at school, but you can bring a Harry Potter book, and people are like, it's wrong, the law says that. There is no law. They just claim you're violating something made up. It's all color of law. Look at this. An elementary school in North Carolina ordered a little six-year-old girl to remove the word God from a poem that she wrote to honor her two grandparents who'd served in the Vietnam War. The Ohio State House banned Christian pastors from using the name Jesus when they speak. The use of the name Jesus was forbidden in all prayers opening sessions of the North Carolina State House. Last year, a federal appeals court ruled that prayers before commission meetings in Forsyth County, North Carolina, that include the name of Jesus were unconstitutional. Earlier this year, a Florida Atlantic University student refused to stomp on the name of Jesus in sensitivity training, was banned from class. Oh, yeah, that's what goes on. A student at Sonoma State University was ordered to take off a cross that she was wearing because someone could be offended. You have a pentagram all day. A teacher in New Jersey was fired for giving his own Bible to a student that did not own one. And it goes on and on. I'm going to stop right there, folks. Meanwhile, as Dr. Paul Craig Roberts said earlier, while they've got all these fake rights issues that they're throwing back and forth, they're taking our right to privacy, our right to not be arrested under NDAA and disappeared and killed. All these basic, our right to not be on purge lists. It comes out, they're planning to kill peaceful political people. If Obama gives the order in a open coup d'etat, Nazi-like purge, the right wing won't criticize Obama for it because they're controlled. None of the left will. They love it. This is authoritarianism calling itself liberal, calling itself conservative. And then you see JCPenney with a good-looking teapot a few months ago. It looks, it's like looking at a cloud and saying, I see Hitler. It's got a handle where it's supposed to be. It's got a top, a round top. It's silver. Let's start rolling some of this footage for people that are watching on PrisonPlanet.tv. Here is the evil. Here is the evil, evil, evil teapot. We're going to show the teapot first. Yes, there's the teapot that they say is so horrible and that is so evil. And then going back to the piece that I put together with Rob Dew, there is the evil teapot, and then there is my French bulldog. Now, I could have probably seen Hitler in a pile of dirt outside my house, but instead I started looking at Captain, our French bulldog. And I got to admit it, I'm like a closet Nazi because I kiss him right on his Hitler mustache. That dog gets kisses from me, okay? And from my children. They're sitting supporting Hitler. And look at him. I mean, he even looks like Hitler. His eyes kind of look like Hitler. He's got no fur on his lip, and so it looks like a Hitler mustache. That dog, JCPenney's, banned those teapots and had them destroyed. So I'm taking Captain today into the pound, and I'm going to have him put him in a gas chamber and kill him like they do stray dogs. And I'm sad, but I'm going to prove that I'm not racist, and I'm going to sacrifice him on the altar of political correctness to prove I'm not racist and to satisfy Al Sharpton. So, Captain, should I give him lethal injection or give him the pressure chamber? I mean, I don't want him to feel any pain. I love the dog, but, I mean, he does look like Hitler. And I realize I want to apologize. Maybe I should be gassed because I just realized my wife and I chose a dog when he was a puppy that had a Hitler mustache because of a subconscious racism. Can we put the racism back up on air only to illustrate it and to apologize? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to apologize. Can we show my racist dog before we added the Iron Cross on the helmet, the Kaiser helmet, the World War I Field Marshal helmet? I mean, look at him, folks. That I'm so ashamed that my dog is Hitler. In fact, it may be a genetic experiment. He may actually be Adolf Alois Hitler. Perhaps he escaped to America and is hiding out, not Argentina. No, that was, they were all hiding at the CIA, as a French bulldog. Ladies and gentlemen, even the dog tag around his neck is of a bone. The Nazi skull and crossbones had a skull above a bone. Oh, my gosh, he is wearing a Nazi necklace. Gee, folks, this is just as bad as the teapot. Look at that little bronze bell. That's a death's head, too. Well, thank God JCPenney banned that. And you know what? I'm going to call the ADL to the Property Law Center and ask their advice. Should I euthanize Captain? folks, I'm joking. I'm not serious. I'm illustrating absurdity by being absurd. I love Captain, and I love him a lot. He does get kisses.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics, dehumanization, and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The American population is now living longer, but with age comes related health difficulties. What if you could learn the secret of how to have a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol, healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels? You'd live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness. Heart and Body Extract may be your answer. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wildcrafted and organic herbs that's 100% natural. The body has its own self-cleaning and detoxifying system, but after age 30, it's necessary to supplement this system. Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal health. With Heart and Body Extract, you can keep your heart healthy, your arteries clear, plus Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live here, and I promised to premiere some clips from the Paul Revere contest that we're going to be giving you the winners on Monday, Tuesday, and then first place on Wednesday. And so we've got some of that coming up. But just getting back to political correctness again, this is authoritarianism. This is not liberalism or caring about anybody. You need to understand that. You know, when Obama puts al-Qaeda in charge to kill 40,000 black people in Libya, it's in the back of the newspaper, and people say, good. Or when the UN goes in and kills whole villages in Africa or Latin America to create a carbon sink and take their villages, it's in the news, but they go, well, it's for the earth. You know, I mean, you have to understand, they manipulate your heartstrings, And so I had an idea. I said, I bet if, you know, making a joke about the JCPenney teapot, which obviously looks nothing like Hitler and wasn't meant to be Hitler, I mean, it is insane that my French bulldog looks like he has a Hitler mustache because he doesn't have any fur on his upper lip. He's got black skin. He's got black spots on him. There's a black spot right there. That are there other racist animals that need to be taken to be gotten rid of like the teapots? And we did find some. If you type in Hitler animals or Hitler dog, we found a baby English bulldog, very racist, heiling Hitler. Not only does its nose look like a Hitler mustache, look at the hate in the eyes. The dog has been trained to raise its arm. And, I mean, look, alert Al Sharpton immediately. And there's cats. Look at that cat right there. It's got a little bit of black on its nose. It's got black on its head that makes it look like Hitler. Adolf Hitler. Look at, I've seen boxers, too, out that look a little bit like Hitler. And I'm going to walk over, and I'm going to say, hey, you need to be sent for re-education because we all know that you are basically in league with Hitler. And you know, I can sit here and joke about this, folks. It tears my heart out to know how conscious this authoritarianism is and how they get us all obsessed with imaginary stuff. Well, meanwhile, we're all losing our Bill of Rights and Constitution, our basic freedom. And we're getting some clips lined up of some of the forerunners. You can see them all at Infowars.com/Revere. You can also just go to Infowars.com/Paul Revere. Right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Nick in Wisconsin. Nick, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, man? Long-time listener, first-time caller. Hey, I just finished at Fort McCoy in Wisconsin up here. I was a combatant. And the way the National Guard is treating it is they're sitting there. I'm nervous now. He ain't saying anything.
Go ahead, sir. Tell us your story.
Well, I started this company and worked up there and started shooting AKs off. And they're sitting there shooting back at us. But it seems like, you know, the National Guard just doesn't have any respect.
Yeah, I can't understand you. I really want to apologize. Are you drinking Robitussin?
No, I'm not off lean.
How much have you been drinking, sir?
Not much.
What are you drinking? Old Crow? Jack Daniels? Vodka?
Nothing. I've just been waiting on so long.
I'm just teasing you. I know you're nervous. I'm teasing. I apologize, sir. I'm being bad. You say you've been in a firefight with the National Guard? That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, I was an enemy combatant.
Oh, I apologize. You were hired to be part of a drill, playing the part of a U.S. citizen in a role-playing battle with the National Guard.
Yes, sir.
See, now I can tell I kind of caught you. We've been sitting there on hold. I apologize. Now you're very coherent, sir. And yes, so tell us about what happened.
Well, they had us in the field, and they had us in fatigues, BDUs, and they said just wait and wait for the, you know, the convoys and everything to come by. And a couple of times I didn't want to follow orders, but they were like, no, stand down, stand down. And, you know.
All right. Well, next time you're part of something like that, you need to take photos of it and expose them. You can go to the Army websites and see that. I appreciate your call, Nick. Let's talk to Janita in Oregon. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, it's Jacinta.
Jacinta, great. I'm sorry, I can't read today. Believe me, it's descending in the twilight zone.
Everybody messes that name up. I didn't expect it to be correct. Good afternoon. I have listened to you for a while now, usually through YouTube. And believe it or not, I have a counter argument for the UK filter. Because what basically led me to this big awakening was pretty much I was anti-pornography for a long time, and I just could not figure out why it is so rampant and damaging and nobody's doing anything about it. Now, One thing led to another, and believe it or not, it led me to you, because everything's suddenly tied together. I went from the anti-pornography to basically reading, do you know Yuri Bezmenov's books? He went under the pseudonym Thomas Schumann. He was a defector from Russia, Soviet Union. Are you there?
Yeah, what happened is I was going to be premiering videos right now, but I'm the only one that had the list that had the time code on it. So I'm trying to queue up videos while you talk. I don't normally ignore the listeners, but I'm doing show prep here on air. Go ahead. Keep going.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. To say that you're blacklisted for opting in to basically go and do a, you know, say I want the filter turned off, I find that silly because for a while I've wanted something like this. Germany has something like that where you have to go to a post office and say, you know, I want to go ahead and be able to look at the adult content. And how this saves kids is, I mean, on the iPhones and whatnot, they can have access to it any time. And you can make the argument parents need to be more on top of their kids. No, I don't believe that. We have stores where you have to be 18 or older and able to even walk in. But the Internet has taken away that step. It's sex on tap. And tell me this, why is the pornography market targeting boys from 11 to 17? That's underage.
Well, I mean, they're trying to sexualize children. Nickelodeon and Viacom admit that. They have PBS documentaries about it because they find it effective marketing to bind you to the brand, and they want to wreck society. I mean, it's a psychological warfare weapon. And the major governments run all the major vices, and Zbigniew Brzezinski's written multiple books admitting this. Their argument is, well, we control it then so it doesn't get out of hand. I mean, it's the ultimate thing of, you know, we control it. It's like in The Godfather, where we're going to deal the drugs, but we're going to control it. I mean, that is so accurate to how they sell the idea of we're just going to give it to the colored people, to quote The Godfather. They're animals anyways, let them lose their souls. So, but now, see, it's everybody. It's because we're all animals to the New World Order. They're gods, when in really they're the animals, or lower than the animals. So, yeah, look. They flood everything with porn, illegal porn, all of it, and then just use it like they flood the country with drugs to frame whoever they want. And then to create a new witch hunt where they're the savior. They create the Al-Qaeda, they create the communists, they create the Nazis, they fight it. They ship the drugs in, they fight it. They put fluoride in the water, destroy education, and then say they're taking over with even more education to fight it. So, yes, great question, ma'am. Let's go ahead and talk to Anna. Anna, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thank you so much. A couple of things that are going on right now in Florida that you might not be aware of. The DEA is putting a lot of us physicians and pharmacists in jail. They've closed down these quote-unquote pain clinics, which aren't a good idea, but they've left a lot of these people who are in pain without medication, and now they're committing suicide. So a lot of the doctors who are working in these clinics are now being put in prison, and a lot of them were good doctors. They were doing nothing wrong. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yes, I am aware of all this, and they are now criminalizing everything. If they say they're coming to your house because of drugs, we don't need a warrant, and a SWAT team comes. No law says it. They'll grab even $500 out of somebody's, even an old lady, and say, well, it may be drugs. And then the sheriff or the judge, I've seen him on the news, go, CNN, I'll do whatever I want. We tested the bills, and one of them had residue. Well, they know almost all money, if it's old, you know, been in circulation, has drug residue on it. Because it's being moved by drug dealers, by banks that are the drug dealers, and by people that use it to snort drugs. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And so they're all, you see the shows on everywhere about, yes, we run checkpoints, take your cash. I mean, it's just we give people inoculations, we do what we want. I mean, it's like Rick Perry saying it's the law to take Gardasil when there's no law. They just run frauds on the helpless, gullible, childlike public. We have a brain-damaged, childlike, poisoned, drunk-on-poison, gibbering public, brainwashed from birth by the television, who literally think freedom is 101 million people on food assistance. who think uniformed police in black uniforms and checkpoints everywhere and helicopters looking through our walls is freedom. And so, yeah, I mean, the DEA, every agency is growing like cancer, and they're taking over, and they're hiring people that want to run our lives, and we've seen this before, and we're in deep trouble. Let me play some of these clips from some of these films here. This is a 19-minute film or so up on the Paul Revere site at Infowars.com/Revere, but I'm just going to play a minute of it. The film is about Pol Pot's democide. First they took the military, then the journalists, and anyone with an education, even those that wore glasses. By the way, the U.S. government funded all this and ran it. Brzezinski wrote a book about that. He actually planned it all. They killed 30% of the population. Also talks about how the communists destroyed people's will, destroyed the family by murder and by isolation. And it's narrated by an English speaker, then a Cambodian speaker, talks about how they destroy families. And so his accent makes it a little bit difficult to understand, so I'll narrate some of that. Let's go to a short clip from Drop of Water. Please see the whole thing at Infowars.com. Great job to the filmmakers. There it is. And then we'll... the spirit of gremlins has entered the building again. We're going to do this on Sunday and do it right. We're going to have a big three-hour meeting, powwows, everything else, and then we'll do this. Because it's weird. Like, once something messes up, it's like baling wire, man. Speaking of that, I said I'd tell this story, and I'll tell this story now. Okay? Speaking of that, so my wife's out of town taking the children to a nearby city with my mother to look at museums. I do it every few months, going on a museum trip. So they're visiting museums in Texas. And so I'm home alone. I don't know why that adds the story. But it's already kind of a bummer. You come home, your family isn't there. So I go, oh, I'll go out to a movie with my dad last night. So we went out and saw, just to see what all the hype was about. The worst movie ever, as they're calling it. Not being contrarian, saying it has some good points, but also some bad points. Only God Forgives with Gosling and the amazing director who's made some other very interesting films, amazing cinematography. But I get home at 10:30 at night with a movie that's got a lot of, you know, graphic violence in it. And I walk in and I see a fishing pole in the living room going into my youngest daughter's bedroom. Fishing line. And so I go in there, and the Chihuahua, Bambi, 16 years old, love the dog, is pinned down to the carpet and has a deep-sea fishing lure that was in the garage. The garage was closed. I don't know. My son had it out or something, left it in his room. I don't know what happened. Deep-sea lure, pinning it to the ground, because it's one of those deep-sea lures about 4 inches long, and then it's got a big treble hook on the back. Maybe we should Google and show the people this or start page it. A treble hook topwater bait. And it's got a treble hook, three hooks on the back with really bad barbs and three on the front. It's in her chest with it pinned to the floor with the other one pinned to her arm. And I worked for a small animal vet for a couple of years, worked for a large animal vet off and on for about a year in several stints. So I could tell she didn't go to the vet because a vet that wants a bunch of money out of you would do a big surgery, put her under at 16 years old. She's already got health problems, might not live, barely survived a surgery a few years ago for some medical issues. And so, because I knew I'd have to talk to my wife about it, and why didn't take her to the vet and all this stuff. But the point is, so I'm sitting there, and I can either take her to the vet, and an old-fashioned vet's going to pull these out, and it's going to rip the skin. Or a modern vet's going to do surgery and slice it open, and, you know, 10 times worse for the dog. So I'm sitting there, and I turn the dog over with carpet attached to her, and it's hard to pull a treble hook out of a fish's mouth. You got to use pliers. But I'm so emotional, and I don't think to go get pliers. But I know how to work them out, so you pull up and out. But I was more exhausted after this last night than I've been in decades. And then this morning I was really exhausted psychically, you know, psychologically, from the dog, which didn't resist me and knew it knew it wanted to be released. It took me like 10 minutes because she had... from fighting it, all three hooks on each of them in her, from, you know, trying to get it out, more got in. So and it's hard when there's three in. I had to work one out and got so angry I was able to actually bend it up and out doing it. And then I had to get the others out. And the point is that I couldn't imagine, like, your child in a car wreck or something, their kids pinned in and crying and hurt. what it would be like, because I was like, you know, love the dog and have empathy for it. And then I just wondered, I'm so drained today and really in a weird mental state from it. It's not even that traumatic, but it was my dog. I mean, I've been there and helped other animals that were in trouble, and it's still stressful. But I thought about how stressful it is for doctors and vets who have empathy to be around suffering. And I thought, who are people that like suffering? And it just kind of made me think what the enemy's like. And then they manipulate those of us that have bleeding hearts for life. They manipulate us to give up our liberties and things in the name of doing sweet, nice things, and they're just messing with us. But then I thought, it is good. I wouldn't enjoy hurting somebody who was really evil, but I would enjoy stopping them. So I guess in a way, some bully starts a fight with you, they're beating you up, you get a good punch in, knock them out, they hit the concrete, and for a minute, you know, as you watch blood pour out from the back of their head, you're like, yeah, and then you go, uh-oh, and the person's like, you know, flopping around on the ground, and you realize, oh, I'm going to have to deal with this. But you know, it's not like, oh, I'm glad I hurt him. It's glad you've had victory, but not glad you're just hurting someone, even somebody who's evil. It's so alien to me, like people sexually that are into pain and stuff. I just don't get it. I just don't get it. And I guess I'm a square. I'm a bad guy. I'm a Boy Scout. That's why I'm wearing a Boy Scout uniform today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a 6-month supply and get 3 Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot, all in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Before he died, Arthur C. Clarke, inventor of the telecommunications satellite, OSS operative, Fabian socialist, New World Order master planner, basically gave out the symbology of 2001 Space Odyssey, and you can go look up my reviews of that film going back more than 15 years. One of them is online. It's exactly what Arthur C. Clarke later said it was. And, I mean, it's not hard. When you know all the symbology, archetypal, Joseph Campbell didn't invent all this. He kind of quantified it. You realize the subconscious programming that the social engineers are involved in. And I want you to be aware of the fire of the gods. That because they're not gods. They're humans like us trying to suppress us. I believe in an open, straight-up society. And only God Forgives first got really bad reviews. Now it's getting really good reviews in the last few days as people start to get what it's really about. I don't like just gratuitous, mindless, pointless violence. I mean, if it's based on a true story to illustrate something, it's got some scenes of torture in it. And it's about the two sides of good and evil, and at certain points, how close are they together? And the Ryan Gosling character is almost the bridge between his brother, Ryan Gosling, and his brother who plays the devil. I mean, that's all it is. I'm going to talk to the devil's the tagline for the film. And it is very easy to understand what the whole thing is about. And it just shows how unconscious the population is that they still don't know what the movie is about. But it is it has 2001 Space Odyssey type stuff. It's got him going through the interdimensional gate or the womb. And it's got him being reincarnated, and it's got the police captain and the Ryan Gosling character have a psychic connection, and it's totally clear what's going on in the film. And I'm not up here going, hey, I know what the film's really all about. Ha ha, you don't. I don't know how people can't go see the movie and see what it's about. Now, at one level, it is an Asian exploitation film. About, yeah, the Asians beat up the white guys and kill the white guys, and they're in charge, and they're slick, and they're cool. But it's not even really aimed at an Asian market. It's meant to look like an Asian film. It's very sophisticated. Okay, I'll probably go see it again. Because it's definitely... I want to get that director on and ask that guy. I'm sure he's really smart. European fellow, Nicholas Winding Refn. I'm going to go see his other movies now. I want to get him on and say, you came up with this on your own? Because it's one thing to even know this stuff, another thing to actually put it into form. And I'm still trying to analyze what the motive is in this. I don't think there is a motive. I think it's super deep art, over-the-top avant-garde, and it's really a statement about all the senseless violence in the culture. There are movies out that you know, take Sylvester Stallone in his latest movies, The Expendables, that are probably 50 times more violent and more graphic. But this is done in a very archetypal, slow way, the violence that's in it. It actually has a lot less violence in it than a John Wayne movie, but it's done humanizing people. Very sophisticated art. Stanley Kubrick would have had trouble pulling something like this off. People go see, you know, Full Metal Jacket and go, they'll say, oh, the violence, it's horrible, or whatever. It's because it's meant to get to you. It's kind of like when I got mad on Piers Morgan. People are like, oh, it was terrible performance, but later, it's the biggest thing ever.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate,
rates. We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.